Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, and thank you for joining me. This is Molly McCord, and welcome to the Weekly Intuitive Astrology and Energies of July 24th, 2019 until July 31st. We are closing out the seventh month of the year and moving into a new power period. There's a lot of energies that are moving through and coming in now. And what I was feeling before I went live with this podcast was to do a quick feeling of the bottom of your feet and to feel how you are connected to the earth, the planet. You are grounded. You are supported. Because we're going to need some very intentional grounding practices as these new energies come in and they support your life force in a new way. Yes, it's really that big. It's the energy of we're moving forward now and there's new endeavors, new directions, new creative sparks to trust and to follow. So make sure that you're really feeling strong in your physical self and in your energy, in your aura. And you're going to feel that, too, as we move through Leo season. So much to talk about in today's show, and I'm excited to just dive in and get into it. However, I do have a few quick things to share with you. Monday's show was about how we are meant to move on and move forward, and that I know you've been perhaps undergoing some really big life changes, some fights, some intense battles, some big energies. There's a lot of life-changing energies at play in the collective. Well, ever since I did that show on Monday, I've been getting some really amusing and funny visuals and downloads about how to help continue to lighten this energy for you. So on next Monday's show, I'm going to talk to you about these visuals I've been getting, and this will feel especially applicable if you've been in a battle. It can be a battle of any kind. If you have felt like you've really been put through the ringer or that you've been standing in a hurricane, I hope that that show that's coming up on Monday is going to give you light, perspective, even perhaps laughter, because the visuals I've been getting have made me laugh. So I'm really excited to share that with you, and I just wanted to give you a heads up that that's what will be coming on Monday. And also please note that a number of you have asked about astrology sessions, and I'm not doing those right now, but what you can do if you want to learn and continue to know more about your chart is to join my weekly transits class, where I talk about the transits and you look at it in your chart and I answer questions in the class. So you can pose a question there or you can ask a question through a monthly workshop that I offer, but that's one way to connect and get some answers. The weekly transits course is for intermediate level, meaning you need to know the basics of your astrology chart. So that is a requirement, but you can find out more about that below this video or podcast. Check it out. It's a 60-minute class every Wednesday. Replays are available, and it's designed to be affordable. So please check that out, and I hope that that can help some of you who are looking for more guidance and answers right now. We are officially in Leo season. The sun moved into Leo late on July 22nd at 10:50 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Mars is already in Leo. And we are transitioning away from this maybe soggy, deep Cancer energy that has been very emotional. July has been an emotionally interesting month. It could have felt like a roller coaster. It could have felt, you know, like you really understood some things about who you truly are. And there could have been some clear messages that you really needed to feel, not think about, but feel, okay? Because when you tap into your feelings, you tap into your truth. You tap into your heart. And there's been big openings in the collective around that heart energy. So this has been a time of really understanding what has meaning, what is important to you now. And it's a coming back to yourself that has been part of this cycle. Now, the transition from Cancer into Leo is always interesting to look at because the zodiac is configured in such a brilliant way that we're always moving between the feminine and masculine energies. So we've had intense feminine energies, and now we're helping to balance and strengthen that with the Leo energies, which are masculine. Leo is fire. Leo is a fixed sign. So there's something here that you're meant to feel solid in, and it's connecting to your new understanding of who you are. So Leo is the fifth sign, and it's significant for a few reasons. It's the second fire sign. Aries is the first. It's the second fixed sign. Taurus is the first. Now that we're in Leo, we've just had the experience of four previous energies in the four elements: Aries, fire, Taurus, earth, Gemini, air, Cancer, water, right? Now Leo says, what am I going to do with those four energies that I just went through? The Leo energy is a very creative. It's about being in your self-expression and your sense of this is who I am. And so it takes those four elements, okay, the four elements of the zodiac, and it really discerns and understands this is who I am. And you take all of one of each, right, like those four pockets, those four astrological signs, and you create something that's truly you in Leo. And that is where you really get a sense of who you are now and how you've been formed and how you've been shaped and how you've been altered and shifted, and that it's probably been uncomfortable at times. And part of the Leo consciousness journey is knowing that your sense of self is always plugged in to a bigger energy field. Leo is ruled by the sun. And when Leo energy is strong, there's a sense of feeling strong in self because it's an energy bigger than you. And I've mentioned before about how the sun, of course, is the biggest energy source in our solar system, and it has warmth and heat and light, and of course it's related to our life, our rhythms of our day, the plants, all the cycles of life. But the sun also blasts out very powerful energy, such as solar flares, such as coronal mass ejections, such as neutrinos. And these are all energies that we feel because we're multisensory beings, we're picking up on a lot. The sun in Leo amplifies how we feel connected to source through our sense of self, through that masculine place of this is how I'm healthy in my confidence, I'm healthy in my ego, and I feel powerful in my existence. There's a strengthening here. And there's a strengthening that you're really meant to tap into because we have multiple planets that are going to be going in Leo. Mars is in Leo. The sun is in Leo. Venus will go into Leo July 28th, July 29th, depending on your time zone. And then Mercury will follow suit in August. So there's a strengthening here of what you love about yourself. It's personal, it's internal, and it's meant to give you, I'm hearing, bring back confidence, bring back self-esteem, bring back anything you thought you lost or that was even chipped away at, removed. nothing can take away who you really are. And this is an empowerment energy. It's going to gain strength in this last week of July and into August. And in fact, we end July in a very powerful way because we have a Leo new moon at 8 degrees. And there are energy shifts that are like blasting out. There's something about the end of July where you could feel changed. You could feel like, wow, I went through a lot, but I'm still standing. My heart is still beating. I'm still alive, and I'm pretty sure I'm really awesome. And I'm pretty sure I'm a badass because of what I just went through, and I'm ready. Let's go. Let's do this. Next chapter. There's strong fire right now. There's strong determination. Okay? This is a time of I'm determined more than ever to be myself, to know who I am, to really go into these places that I felt were weakened, stripped away, removed. And I feel like one thing that we have to remind ourselves is that it's okay to feel that way. The loss is normal. The changes are normal. Anything outside of your control that you didn't choose has the potential to really take a beating, if you will, on our ego, on our mind, on what we expected, on what we thought would happen, on all these parts of ourselves that we can go into and play out the story. But I'm feeling so strongly that there's this resurgence of energy coming in that's going to change your perception of what's transpired. And you're going to be I'm getting the image of the plug, like being re-plugged in to a bigger source energy that you couldn't have felt or received previously, and now you're like, I'm okay with what transpired, or at least maybe it doesn't feel as personal, maybe it doesn't feel as damaging or hurtful. I'm feeling like there's things that are swooping out, okay, like that are sweeping away, and that you're meant to allow the space for a new creative life force to come in, and that there's something to claim here. There's something to declare. There's something to stand strong in, and it really is standing in a light of what you know is true for you. So there's an invigorating energy here as the planets move out of Cancer, where they've been in an intense ride, and they solidify in Leo. And that energy is associated with the solar plexus, that third chakra of confidence, personal will, sense of self, and how you're really recognizing who you are now, but there's also a higher consciousness coming through about this full story. And the story is important, as Mercury retrograde is still underway until July 31st at 11:57 p.m. Eastern Time. So Mercury stations direct, literally the last minutes of this month, at late 23 degrees, so about 24 degrees of Cancer, which is the eclipse point of the July 16th lunar eclipse. Mercury is back to where the sun was on that July 16th eclipse, which means there's more information coming out, more details, more specifics, more parts of the story that are being gathered. And because Mercury's in Cancer, a feminine energy, a receptive energy, there could be something that you're just sorting through and thinking it out and there's parts of us that still feel perhaps vulnerable and sensitive, and I'm not ready for something. That Mercury in Cancer holds back what it needs to say. It says, oh, I don't feel like it just yet. And it waits until it feels safe or it knows what the exact words are. So there is something that we're sorting out. Now, the other part of this energy is how there is strong Leo. And as we move into Leo season further with this very, I feel it as this renewed confidence or ego development, the masculine energies are strong, but the Mercury retrograde into Cancer is reminding you to not leave your feelings behind and to remember how you feel, what you've learned about your emotional messages, and your innermost needs. So there's something here where a Cancer energy is still coming up because we need to integrate it further. It's a bit like water absorbing in the skin, and to ensure that you're in better balance, energetic balance between your feminine and your masculine energies, and that's where you're going to start living from in this new chapter, this new cycle. Again, this new start that feels very strong, and it's almost like, you know, the wheel of fortune is turning. The cycles are spinning, and what you thought and were in for a while could really end up in the rearview mirror. Like, it could really just fade away faster than you expected in some ways, in some regards, because there's this moving forward energy that's requiring you to come back to yourself. And if your energy has felt out there, out in all these other people, all these other places, all these other things, this Leo energy of the solar plexus is like, bring it back in. Bring it back into center. Come back into your internal fire, your ability to create the life you want. And that's a strong theme right now. What are you creating next? And, of course, that could be on a big scale, a big dream, or it could just be for today or for the month. But whatever resonates with you, what are you creating now that is in energetic alignment with who you are now? All the changes, all the shifts, all the things that have transpired and unfolded, they never really took away the true power of who you are. And that's part of the emotional roller coaster, is that you can feel like it, but it who you really are can't leave you. It's encoded in you. It's in your DNA. It's in your cellular structure. It's in your emotional imprint. It's in your mind. Like, there's so much within us that, sorry, you can't get rid of it. You can't shake it off because it's the beauty of who you are. Now, the sun is going to have a square to Uranus at 6 degrees, and this is a shaking energy. Uranus and Taurus showing us what we value, what we even want. And there could be something that you thought you wanted and you no longer want it. This can show up as changes in how you've identified yourself. This is a coming out energy, energetically coming out. There's something about setting yourself free when the sun in Leo squares Uranus in Taurus. It's almost like something could be so uncomfortable that you don't want to live in the discomfort, and you just say, well, screw it. I don't even care anymore about X, Y, and Z, or this person or that person. It's this like, no, I know who I am, what I want, what matters to me, and I'm doing that. I'm following that. This energy will be strongest early next week, Monday and Tuesday, July 29th, 30th, right before the new moon. So there can be, of course, unexpected developments. Any planet that squares Uranus does that. But these are both fixed signs. And so I feel like you're meant to go with what's new and not with what's old, not with what has been. Now, the sun is also going to make a trine to Chiron in Aries at 5 degrees. And this will be exact on Monday as well. We'll actually call it Sunday the 28th and Monday the 29th. And the sun trining Chiron is the sun shining a light on the parts of yourself that you're meeting for the first time. And it's saying, be confident. Love who you are. Be strong in what you're learning about yourself and how you're birthing a new life, a new chapter, a new sense of self. The Chiron in Aries is what we're doing that's new. And the sun in Leo provides its strength and its support. And I've got you. You're not doing this alone. So a lot of this energy is moving you forward into something that, again, is fresh and new that maybe you didn't see coming. It wasn't planned. It wasn't what you thought it would be. But it's something that when you are really strong in who you are and you're trusting both your feminine energies and your masculine energies, meaning you trust your intuition, you trust what feels right, you trust your gut, you will know what to go for. You will know what has your name on it. You won't miss it. And this is what it means to be very much not only in your power, but awakened to who you are. Awakened to who you are and the truth of who you are. Now, another encouraging energy going on is Mars at 14 degrees of Leo is right now receiving a trine from Jupiter at 14 degrees of Sagittarius retrograde. And it's important to note that Jupiter is going to be hanging out at 14 degrees of Sag until the end of August. So over a month, and that's because of how Jupiter will station direct in August at 14 degrees and 30 minutes of Sagittarius, August 12th. So 14 degrees is this Jupiter expansion energy, and as it's retrograde over the next few weeks, it's really important to look at the unconscious belief systems you've held around what's possible in your life. And this could be what you were taught, this could be from institutions, this could be what you learned either from your school, from your family, from your culture, from religions, the belief systems that you have integrated, that you've made personal, and now you're being asked to decide if it's really for your highest and best good and where you're ready to expand into a new way of perceiving the world, believing in something. This is an opening energy. There's openings here around what you thought was truth or what you thought was true. The lower energies of Jupiter and Sag is dogma and bigotry. It's righteousness, know-it-all, opinions that are extreme. And so it's being honest with ourselves about where you're bumping up against some things that no longer fit your worldview, your perspectives on yourself, on your life, on other people. This Jupiter in Sag can be very judgmental. And safe to say, we all make judgments. We all are equipped with that. But it's looking at if that's really who you are now. So the energy of Mars in Leo trining this Jupiter in Sag is also confidence building. It's also feeling inspired to go for something beyond what you thought was possible, beyond what you thought you could do. It's very adventurous. It's very motivating and energizing, and it's the yes, I'm ready. Yes, yes, yes. So a lot of this week, as we close out July here, the next 7 days, yes, yes, yes. And you could feel it. You know, Mars is your body. Mars is exercise. Mars is your heart. Mars in Leo is the heart. It's anything that you're motivated and inspired to do. You could have opportunities. You could have invitations. You could plan it. You know, you could, this is a great week even to look at where you want to travel next or go on a vacation or do something, because you're operating from a place of power. You're operating from a place in, I know I'm worth this and I believe in what is possible for me. So, again, it is motivating, energizing energies as the fire signs connect with each other. You do have to watch out for the lower aspects of Leo energy, which is look at me, narcissism, anything around unhealthy power dynamics. Leo can be Napoleon, okay? You know, I'm going to rule the world and conquer everything. So there's an energy here of check yourself, check your ego, and make sure that, you know, the right kind of Leo leadership understands that other people are involved and that you can't only be self-interested. But when you're strong in your light, when you're strong in who you are, that's the confidence that people pick up on. So a lot of confidence building is underway here. And, you know, it's something, there's something too around a renewed masculine energy that feels different, that feels, I'm going to say healthier, that feels like there is, again, this new sense of self. This new sense of self that is clearer. I'm feeling a clear energy. And there's a reprogramming underway. There's a reprogramming underway based on everything that's changed and transpired. So stay open to this newness coming in. The Leo new moon on July 31st or August 1st, depending on your time zone, is strengthening for this as well. I have a video for you on YouTube about that chart and more about those energies and about where you're here to understand your unique power, your unique life force, and how you're here to recognize yourself first. Because that Leo energy can be all about, look at me, I want other people to see me. But the healthier version of it is, no, I see me, and I'm pretty much a badass. It's kind of that sense of, You don't have to say. You don't have to say something when it's in your energy field. I'm trusting that makes sense because I'm feeling like it's unspoken confidence, right? Unspoken confidence. And another thing that's strong in the energies right now is self-leadership. This is strong with the Capricorn retrograde planets and South Node retrograde. That South Node is like a broom sweeping out. You can see it in the UK this week with the change in leadership of the Prime Minister. You can see it in Puerto Rico with the change of the governor. Saturn traveling with the South Node is holding people accountable. It's looking at the issues of governance and politics, corporate structures. It's part of the retail apocalypse that is happening with brick and mortar. This is all the Capricorn clearing out of how things are changing and what does business look like now, as business has drastically changed with the online retail environment, everything being delivered. Anything can be delivered these days. People don't need to leave their home. And there's pros and cons with that. But what this is asking you to do, the strong Capricorn energies retrograde, is to understand what you do need to rely on. And we're looking at more of these changes over the next few years. So it's like I can't even say what it would look like or what it's going to be because there's such a big restructuring, a giant reorg going on that we don't know. You know, we don't know yet all the specifics, but 2020 is when it will be known, when there'll be even more coming out and coming through. So right now, I'm just feeling so strongly the energy that we're meant to pull back in ourselves and in your own power and desire to create the life you want based on right now, based on who you are now and what's possible now. And to awaken to a bigger picture. Many people are being activated right now to their true soul mission. And it doesn't matter what you've been doing for decades. It doesn't matter what your degree is in or where you have experience. That's all 3D stuff. That's all has a part and it has a place. And it's to be something to be grateful for the experience, the time, everything that you have done in your life, in your world, based on those 3D constructs. But now there is a deeper sense of what you really, really want to do or really, really want to go or who you really, really are that was under cover, that was hidden. And that's all timed in a really perfect way because right now, for example, even more people are awakening and becoming curious about astrology or different spirituality practices or different ways of looking at the world and opening up to, well, maybe this isn't what I was taught or maybe this isn't what I thought it was. And so there's more people who are interested and there's this force. I feel it as this force of energy that you're supported in the forward movement of your self-identity. And it's so normal, at least for like my close friends, my colleagues, people I work with, to go through a time of how do I tell people? Or I don't know how to come out. Or people don't know what I really do. or people don't know what I really, really want to do. This is a time of coming into yourself and having that clarity and letting that clarity be enough and not putting your energy into other people or going out to what they might think or do. Or I feel like what's happening is that so many people are being activated and awakened at a cellular level because of these intense energies, because of these intense cycles that have changed your life. And it's almost like maybe before you thought you had three doors to choose from, door one, door two, door three. Now there's like no choices. There's only the one door that you're meant to walk through, and that's because you're being called forward into more gifts, talents, abilities, service than you could have known previously. It's a collective calling, a collective calling. And I've talked about this before, about how the next decade is paramount in humanity's experiences on this planet and in life changes overall, in how our world is changing permanently and multiple levels. And that's why you're being called forward, because you are needed in ways that you can't see now. And that's why it's scary. That's why it's uncertain. Remain practical. I'm a practical person, so I always say that. It's sort of like there's something around, well, you need to pay your mortgage or you need to be able to buy groceries. You know, there's things you need to do to live your life. But when you put your energy into what's next and you make plans and you understand the transitions that you want to make, to know that that is going to be supported, it's different for everybody. So I can't make a general statement about how this unfolds, but I just want to affirm that so many people are feeling this call. They know it's time. They don't have the full how yet. And trust it. Just trust it as much as you can right now, knowing that there's, again, cycles happening right now, bigger cycles unfolding. It's almost like people, I'm just feeling like it's really going down this whole new path that you're actually really excited about, even if you're overthinking it or your mind has questions or uncertainties. There's this underlining excitement, bubbly, sparkly, curious, interested. I guess it just feels really good overall. So depending on your personal situation and circumstances, this would feel different depending where you are. But I just want to plant that seed that if you're feeling this deeply, just stay open to what shows up and how you can move forward. And it's never about other people. It's never about other people. It's truly about you, your relationship with yourself, your relationship with your soul, your relationship with the divine. Focus on these parts of you and allow them to gather strength and power and courage and confidence. And that will make all the difference. Because, yeah, there's some people that you'll care about. And their opinions will matter to you. One analogy that I use, that I've used for years, is that when I first started writing books and putting them out there, it was, very much like, welcome to the real world. Not everyone's going to like it. There'll be critics. Of course, we know all this stuff, and it's different when it's you. But I also learned to pare down opinions that mattered to me. And to not let all the voices in my head. And this is one thing you can start doing now if you're not already doing, is understand that you don't have to tell everybody what you're planning, whose opinion do you value. And when I was writing my first book, The Art of Trapeze, one thing they always recommend you do when you create something is you take it to somebody who is not your target market, and you get their feedback. And so my book, it's a memoir, it's spiritual, it's emotional, and it's typically for women, okay? Well, I had my husband read it, who's an engineer, and who doesn't read this genre of books. And I gave it to him to look at and to edit, because I value his opinion. And so I was really nervous, and I gave it to him. He was sitting at the dining room table, and I was trying to play it cool, and I was, like, you know, walking around and trying to distract myself because I thought he would look at it and be done. And then he kept reading. And I left, and I came back, and I was like, oh, no. Like, I kind of went to that, is it so bad, and he can't tell me? You know, like, oh, gosh, is he, like, trying to tell me something that I need to hear? And so I was bracing myself. I was like, it's okay, because I value his opinion, and I know that he loves me. He supports me. He'll tell me what I need to know. This is important. You need people who are going to tell you what you need to know sooner rather than later, right? For anything you're developing, creating, or growing, this helps. It's better to hear that feedback privately, privately in advance, and take care of it. Like, if you have errors, if there's something you need to think about, if there's something you forgot. And this is for any creative process, any professional development, right? You do need feedback. So finally, I was standing awkwardly around the kitchen table, and I was like, so what do you think? And he looks up at me, and he goes, it's amazing. And I was not expecting that. I said, no way. No way. Because, again, he's not – I was thinking of something else. And, yeah, he had feedback. And he's like, well, consider this and think about that. And do you really want this? And he had really good feedback. But he – like, his opinion valued – was so valuable that I was just – I can't believe you think it's amazing because this isn't your genre. It isn't your style. Obviously, that was the best possible scenario. I had other people who gave me really good, valuable feedback and input who also love me, who also support me, but who are on my team. So what I came to visualize is a table with four chairs. And who are the four people that I want sitting at this table that I value, respect, and who I know value and respect me, who will support this dream? Okay? It's a table for four people. That's it. It's not one of those really long tables in a French castle that sits 50 people. No. There's not 50 people invited to this table. Think about the four people or less, or maybe it's six, that you know you can trust with this new venture, this new part of you. And that even if they have to give you something that isn't what you're expecting, you know they love you. They know you respect you. They want the best for you. This can also include spirit. This can include your angels, your guides, your teams, whatever. Okay? That's really important right now. It's interesting. I wasn't planning on talking about this. So, again, I just trust that this is something that people need to hear. You need people that love you, respect you, see you, and they're going to offer something different at the table. But this is important right now for whatever we're moving into. This is also important for Leo energy, Leo season. This is important for your own sense of power. This is important for your light, okay? So I trust this message is landing where it needs to and that it's helping some of you with your next steps and where you're going next, because there's going to be awesome things that come from you that can't be replicated or copied or anything else, because it's your energy. And Leo season is about loving your energy, operating from your heart, and taking the risk to be yourself. Okay? So thank you for joining me. I appreciate your time as always. I'll be back on Monday to talk about some lightheartedness energies that have been coming through around battles, hurricanes, any storms you've been moving through. And until then, I wish you a beautiful weekend ahead. Please feel into your power and remember to ground yourself and focus on the bottom of your feet to know that you're supported beyond measure and that it's time. It's time to move forward. I'll see you back here on Monday. Thank you so much for your time. Take good care.